Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
Summer and blockbusters go hand in popcorn at the movies. During the summer and Thanksgiving through Christmas and New Year's holiday season, there's counter-programming where an indie, an independently released or non-Hollywood film, opens to critical and commercial success. Examples include last summer's The Best Exotic Marigold Hotel and Moonrise Kingdom. During summer 2011, there was Woody Allen's Midnight in Paris. This summer, Woody Allen's Blue Jasmine opens with Cate Blanchett already being mentioned as a possible Oscar actress nominee. This time, Allen travels to San Francisco for a drama that also stars Alec Baldwin, Peter Sarsgaard, Sally Hawkins, Louis C.K., and Andrew Dice Clay. Also, look for The Way Back, a coming-of-age comedy drama where Steve Carell, Toni Collette, and Allison Janney play the adults. The film was popular at this year's Sundance Film Festival. Fruitvale Station is a biopic based on a true account about the death of Oscar Grant, a young San Francisco African-American. The story is said to have some parallels with the Trayvon Martin George Zimmerman case. The film stars Michael B. Jordan, Melanie Diaz, and Octavia Spencer. With the summer movie season heading into the fourth quarter, here are some indie films you may have missed. Much Ado About Nothing was a backyard romp set in the Los Angeles area home of director Joss Whedon. He directed The Avengers. It stars a cast of solid, if not famous, actors. The Shakespearean language is spoken in a contemporary setting. The film, lensed in black and white, has its moments, especially for fans of the Bard. The Bling Ring is a guilty pleasure. It takes us to the actual Hollywood home of Paris Hilton, whose residence and those of other celebrities was the target of a group of teens who burglarized the homes and made off with some $3 million in clothing, shoes, and, of course, bling. Sofia Coppola, who directed Lost in Translation, directs an all-grown-up Emma Watson of the Harry Potter films and her posse in The Cautionary Tale. Stories We Tell is about actor-director Sarah Polley, who lets the genealogy out of the bag with mixed results for herself, her family, and the moviegoer. A documentary that you should not miss is 20 Feet from Stardom. Director Morgan Neville reveals the little-known world of backup vocalists, hence the film's title, in that the backup vocalists stand about 20 feet in back of the stars at the main microphone. Darlene Love, of producer Phil Spector's 1960s teen pop hits fame, Mary Clayton, of the Rolling Stones' Gimme Shelter song, and Judith Hill, who was to be on Michael Jackson's This Is It tour, are featured, as are interviews with Bruce Springsteen, Sting, Sheryl Crow, Stevie Wonder, and Mick Jagger. Also, there are some great performances. 20 Feet from Stardom is MPAA rated PG-13. Opening August 8 is Elysium. Director Neil Blomkamp, who directed District 9, directs Matt Damon and Jodie Foster in a sci-fi thriller set in the year 2154, when the elite live on a space station called Elysium above the mayhem on Earth below. Percy Jackson, Sea of Monsters, the second in the fantasy trilogy based on Rick Riordan's novels, finds the son of Poseidon on a quest for the mythical Golden Fleece. Logan Lerman and Alexandra Daddario star. Planes. It's Cars with Wings in the Disney Pixar animated family comedy with character voices by Val Kilmer, Julie Louise Dreyfus, John Cleese, Priyanka Chopra, Larry the Cable Guy, Cedric the Entertainer, Sinbad, Gabriel Iglesias, Terry Hatcher, Dane Cook, Anthony Edwards, and Stacey Keach. Yes, there are a lot of planes in this race, but who's complaining? We're the Millers. A marijuana drug dealer creates a fake family to bring a big shipment from Mexico to the United States. This screenplay was obviously written before the government-approved stepped-up border security. Jennifer Aniston, Emma Roberts, Jason Sudeikis, and Ed Helms star in the comedy. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.